Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Yeah, just one thing I wanted to point out this evening. I was thinking back through when I first ran for this seat, this body of Pensacola City Council. We met one time per month, and shortly after I was seated, we voted and determined that the business of the people of Pensacola was important enough that it deserved more of our time, more of our attention, that the job we had to do in these elected seats deserved a greater degree of regularity and attention.
Now, this is Jared Moore, a city council member for District 3, talking at last night's city council meeting toward the end of a very short meeting. It's only like 35 minutes long. And if you're sitting there wondering, what's he getting at? Well, I did too. I think a lot of people were wondering, brother, what you doing?
And that's just something that seems ubiquitously true, that things that are important deserve regular attention. Thinking about money. How long do you leave your money unattended? I wouldn't set my wallet here and walk off and leave it very long. How long do you leave your children unattended? Your job. How long could you be away from your job and leave it unattended? And I say all that to say, as you're all puzzled, looking at me, wondering.
We really are. This sermon has taken a long time to take off. What are you getting to? Well, this is the part he was getting to.
Tomorrow marks the 11th week that the Escambia County Board of County Commissioners seat for District 4 sits vacant. And so the things we do in these positions is either important or it's not important. There's either a job to do or there's not a job to do. And I think, you know, that's 20% of the year, that 20% of our elected county government sits vacant. And it troubles me because I believe that's a political, it's held up in the political process. When politics begins to take precedent over people, I think that's a problem.
Wow. So... yeah, I mean, amen. The job matters or it doesn't. Having a person in that position matters or it doesn't. Representative democracies matter or they don't. I mean, 20% of the board being missing now for almost an entire quarter is a problem. Is bad. We're waiting on the governor. Waiting on the governor. Waiting on the governor. And we have had to wait before, you know, when we didn't have, for example, on ECUA when one of the members passed away. But, I mean... look, no offense to ECUA members, but it's ECUA. You know, there's not a lot of variety of the things that they have to deal with. It's an important position. It's not, I mean, it's water, wastewater, recycling, and, you know, pick up of trash. And, okay, I mean, it's, but the county commission is probably the single most important local government body in terms of scope and significance of their routine weekly activities, what they do oversee and how they can affect your lives. And to not have a representative for, a you know, 20% of the county, that's bad. That's really, really bad because normally you call your person because they're politically accountable to you. Now, if we had at-large county commissioners like they do in Santa Rosa County where you could kind of call anybody because you can vote for anybody, it'd be different. I mean, it'd still be bad, but it wouldn't be as bad in this case. I mean, you know... I think that Jeff Bergosh and Lumen May and Stephen Berry and Mike Kohler will all try to help you if you're in District 4 and you call them, but they don't have to. I mean, you know, in a sense, right? Like, you're not their people. You don't vote for them. You know, when you'd called Robert Bender, I mean, he's your guy. He's got to answer, you know? He's got to answer to you literally every 4 years. And right now, there's nobody who answers to you. And the staff are good. I mean, the staff are going to help to the degree they can, but do you know who to call? I mean, one of the things about having a county commissioner is you call them and they tell you who to call. Or they call you and they call the person and have them get back to you. And when you don't have that person, that's a problem. Now, keep in mind that we've got three registered candidates for the election, the primary and then the general. Or four, sorry, Ron Helms. I forgot about Ron Helms. But three Republicans, and of course, it's a heavily Republican district, so it's most likely to be the Republican. Whoever wins the primary is going to be the key. Ashley Hoffberger and Buck Mitchell and Walker Wilson. Jared is not... is not put in to run yet because if he did, he'd have to resign city council. But he is an applicant to the governor to be appointed to the seat, just like several other people are. We don't even know who because I've actually asked for that list a couple times and I've got no answer yet. You know, so we can't even figure out who's kind of applied to be appointed, which is bad. But Jared's like, you know, I know you might think this is self-serving to bring this up since I want to be appointed to that seat. I don't actually see it that way, but here's what he said.
And I do know there are people that say, well, this is a self-serving statement for the guy who's got an application in for that appointment. But I just ask you, is what I'm saying not true? Is it true? And would making this statement publicly, does it really come across as strategically political, politically strategic for an appointment process?
See, just by raising the question in public and not by name but implication criticizing the governor for dragging his feet on this, you think that helps Jared get the seat? I mean, no. If anything, I mean, at best, this is a non-factor. I mean, you could imagine some theoretical fantasy land where some governor of such great virtue would think, oh, I'm being criticized by a local official who wants to be appointed to a higher office. Man, I respect the hell out of that. That's the person I want in that office. You can imagine that. But are any real people like that? I mean, that's pretty rare air you're hoping for. Now, a more normal response might be, oh, yeah, I probably ought to do a little bit faster on this. And okay, and, you know, I won't hold it against him. But it's also just as likely that, you know, best way to self-disqualify, which I hope is not true because I think Jared is one of the most qualified people for this seat. I think there's several people who would be great county commissioners, okay? And I hope this doesn't adversely affect his chances, but we need one. I mean, period. And it concerns him that we don't have one.
Anyway, it just troubles me that we're held up at this point and that the district, the county that really covers about half of this city, we have no representation. And I think that's troubling and deserves our attention. Thank you, Mr. President.
It really is. It very much is. A couple more thoughts on this in just a second, because I thought this was a very interesting conversation they had last night in an otherwise pretty boring meeting. Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
We are looking pretty good. There is one vehicle crash reported on Creighton and Lanier Drive. There is no roadblock, so we should be good to go there. I-10 and I-110 looking great. Gulf Beach Highway not showing any delays. No delays on Burgess or Olive. And Davis Highway is clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton. If you do see anything on the road that we should be reporting, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. So back to comments from a couple of other city council members last night. Jen Brayer.
I just have to say that, no, I think that statement was fine. It was an important statement. And our constituents, because there's a great deal of us sitting up here, that our constituents, that is their county representative as well, and we don't even know who to call on some of these things. So it is troublesome, and I think that was an important thing to say. So I support what you said. I just wanted to say that.
Second. Yeah, I mean, agreed. Not knowing who to call, not having a point of contact. Charles Baer.
Yeah, and I keep having this fear that they're going to appoint somebody I won't know, and I'm going to say something about it. And somebody's like, no, they appointed so-and-so. So, and it's now it's getting just ridiculous. You know, I'm like, it's been so long. And, you know, just having to address issues within my district that I could use some help from a county commissioner that was in that district would really, you know, it's getting difficult.
It is difficult. He would normally partner with that person and work with them, and half the city is unrepresented right now. I mean, that's bad, and it is getting ridiculous at 11 weeks.
So I'm hopeful something happens, but I have this bad feeling it's going to be until the election. That's kind of the rumor I've heard, and that is very unfortunate to go with four county commissioners and not have one for our district.
Got another, 7 months of this? That's obscene. Again, either having a county commissioner matters or not, or it doesn't matter. And I'm telling you, it matters. Okay? A lot of these votes are close. A lot of times it's hard to get a quorum, you know, if somebody's out or two people have to be somewhere, you know, whatever. And the conversation, right? The ability to persuade and reason with the people on the commission who might have a dissenting view, let alone county officials being able to work with city officials. And again, I know the city and the county are going to try to make up the gap, but, you know, like Charles says, I would normally call a commissioner and we work on this. I don't have one to call. And if you're on Pensacola Beach, who are you going to call? Sorry to channel Ghostbusters there for a second. But, you know, like, that's the problem. Half the city is District 4 is unrepresented right now. The other half is District 3, Lumen, Maine. A little slice of it is Mike Kohler. But, I mean, most of the city, you know, a big chunk of the city right now does not have a representative on the county commission. And the city's in the county. So I agree with this concern, criticism, however you want to style it. The governor needs to get going. You know, I mean, at the very least, it would be nice to know who's applied, but we need a decision. Like, this month, you know, and I think it's reasonable to say this month. You know, it was one thing when we were in session and he was busy with that. And I know he's in bill signing season right now, but, I mean, walk and chew gum, brother. You know, get it done. 720 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you're thinking about buying or selling a home right now, great time to talk to Christina Leavenworth. See what she thinks about the interest rates. See what she thinks about market values and different geographies. And, you know, if you're thinking about buying and if you're selling, obviously what your home is worth, what's reasonable to expect. And not just, you know, what you can look up yourself maybe and looking at comparables, but, you know, what she really knows about how people are behaving and what's moving and at what price point and, you know, how to have a process for selling that home, how to photograph it, how to stage it, what little things you might be able to do to make it really get a better result, because sometimes little things can make a big deal in terms of the perception by the buyer. And she will tell you, we need to change this, that, we don't need to change, it's okay. If you're buying, same thing, you know, great advice, working with even new builds, right, working with the home builder to get you, for example, to buy down your points or other stuff. There's all kinds of benefits to having a very capable realtor like Christina Leavenworth working for you. 723-9158 or look her up online, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Discouraged, defeated, disappointed, you're listening to Strength for Life.
Hey, this is Pastor James Johnson with Strength for Life. I want you to know that there are resources available on our website that are specifically designed to strengthen you in your walk with God. Maybe you're feeling weak in your prayer life because of unanswered prayer. I wrote a little booklet entitled When God Says No, which will strengthen you in how to deal with those times in your life when it seems that God is silent. Maybe you're struggling because someone you love is away from the Lord. They're wayward and your heart is broken. On our website, you'll find a booklet entitled Ministry to the Wayward, and it will strengthen you in knowing exactly how to help that person who is in a prodigal situation. You can find these strengthening resources and much more at our website, which is www.strengthforlife.church. Check it out today.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, save 35% on New South Window's products and installation.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Ocean Man, take me by the hand, lead me to the land that you understand. Ocean Man, the voyage to the corner of the globe is a real trip.
Good morning, 724 here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and every week at this time, we like to bring you a beach report with the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. It's Dave Greenwood, and this beach report is brought to you by All Seasons Service Network. We guarantee to always provide the best service in the area. All Seasons Service Network. Dave, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. A fabulous Friday for you.
Thank you so much. It looks like it's going to be beautiful this weekend. Looking for, you know, the Men Who Cook event is on Sunday, and I'm glad to say that we look like we're going to have good weather. What are things like on the beach this weekend?
Well, right now we're starting off with red flags. The surf is dropping throughout the day, and we'll probably be switching to yellow. But yellow doesn't mean run and jump in as quickly as you can. It means slow down and use caution. There are currents present, so we want to remind people that, you know, they frequently it's like, oh, are you guys going to switch to yellow pretty soon? Because all they want to do is go in the water. So they're dying to get in and dying to get out.
And not to play too much with silly wordplay, but our goal is to keep them from dying. I mean, that's, you know,
exactly.
Like,
yeah,
you can...
we are lifeguards. We're lifesavers. We're a life-saving team out here, and we work that. I'm happy to say that we work very well for that goal, to achieve that goal.
How, staffing-wise, you doing okay? You got enough? I mean, I know it's a very, very complicated matrix you work with availability and the age of the guards and, you know, their summer schedules and, you know, school and if they're at university and just kind of all of that stuff, but how are things looking for the summer?
We are making do with what we have. I just had 10 complete training last weekend. They're pre-service training, and those 10, and out of those 10, only two of them are over 18, and so they can operate vehicles. The rest are minors, so we have to deal with that, and they're all students, and they have, they have other commitments. So, you know, we deal, we work with the best, you know, we have great individuals out here, but they just have other jobs. And when you were younger, you were in school, you know, that was your job. School was your job.
Right.
And you had a part-time job after school, but school came first.
Yeah, no, it's an important job, and it's kind of this weird thing where we're depending on these kids, basically, for, you know, adult-level responsibility and life-saving at the same time as they're still in school and have other responsibilities that in their lives kind of have to come first. Well, I appreciate that, Dave, and I certainly appreciate what you all do and what they all do to help keep us and our visitors safe. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Dave, we'll talk to you again next weekend. Thanks for the time, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next Friday.
Very good.
Picture this. It's a hot, humid summer day and your AC stops working. What do? You call All Seasons Service Network. All Seasons has been locally owned and operated since 1967, offering 24/7 emergency services with multiple technicians ready at all times for your future HVAC needs. From residential to commercial, All Seasons provides installations, new construction builds, and any other kind of HVAC needs. Visit allseasonsnow.com to schedule an appointment or call 850-434-0384. Call today.
727 on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic from Jimmy. Go ahead, sir.
We are looking good on all the roads coming into Pensacola. Just that typical morning congestion, especially coming out of Gonzales and into Pensacola. But other than that, we are looking pretty good. If you do see anything on the road that we should be reporting on, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. I got a text in here. Somebody says, you know, we're talking about the District 4 vacancy. They said, we're having a problem without a commissioner. Previously, he has stood up for us against a developer trying to put an incompatible development in our neighborhood. Now that we don't have a voting representative, the developer has resubmitted similar plans. And look, there are major development controversies in the District 4 area that there's nobody in that seat. And much though I'd like to say we can just depend on the goodwill and generosity and fair-mindedness of the other four commission members, even in an ideal world, that's still not the right way to do things. And I don't think we're living in that ideal world either. Right? So this is a problem 11 weeks in. Anyway, I hate to harp on it, but I just wish we'd solve the problem. And then you'd have somebody that you can call, somebody who's responsive to your requests and somebody who actually has a vote and a say, somebody to whom the other commissioners would defer for in-district issues, which it's not like the issues suddenly went away because you don't have a commissioner sitting in that seat. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
After the Arizona Supreme Court upheld a near-total ban on abortions put in place 160 years ago, Vice President Kamala Harris heads to the state today. She'll be in Tucson for an event focusing on abortion. Former American diplomat and Cuban spy Victor Roca will be sentenced today. Roca took a plea deal after being charged with violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act. He could get up to 15 years in prison. And guess who made their acting debut recently?
Nowadays, I be ducking them cameras. And they God. Hope that
I'm up on a
Make it stop.
Spice. That's right, Andrew. I knew you were a big fan. She'll reportedly be in Spike Lee's upcoming English reinterpretation of the 1963 Japanese film High and Low, the original based on the book King's Ransom. The movie will star Denzel Washington. It's currently in production phase. A premiere date has not been announced.
Well, the movie sounds fine. I thought it was Nicki Minaj because I didn't know. That's what I thought you were telling me, and Nicki Minaj was making her acting debut. As long as it's somebody else who I don't have a problem, you know, it's fine.
Now, just Ice Spice.
Okay, fair enough. David, thanks so much for the update. 7:30 here on News Radio 92.3. In case you had not heard, O.J. Simpson died yesterday and has been kind of the lead story in all of the news because of his place in the culture and, you know, what he was alleged but never convicted for, although he did have to pay out in a civil suit to the family. But, yeah, it's an odd day to be thinking about somebody like that.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Employees of the U.S. Embassy in Israel and their families are under travel restrictions. There's intelligence that Iran may launch an attack soon.
The Wall Street Journal cites people familiar with the matter as saying that Iran could strike within 24 to 48 hours. Iran's vowed to punish the Jewish state for the deadly assault in Syria that destroyed an Iranian consulate, something Israel has not claimed responsibility for.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. Round two of the Masters Golf Tournament in Georgia is today, with some golfers still finishing up round one because of yesterday's rain delay.
Bryson DeChambeau finished the day as the leader in the clubhouse at 7 under par after shooting a first-round 65. Scottie Scheffler, the winner of the 2022 Masters Tournament, shot a 6 under 66 bogey-free round to end his day one back of DeChambeau.
Fox's Joe Morgan. Pope Francis plans to visit Indonesia, East Timor, Papua New Guinea, and Singapore in September, the longest trip of his papacy. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it is a beautiful morning, sunshine, 55 degrees in Pensacola today. The National Weather Service confirming that there were two tornadoes during Wednesday's bout of severe weather. Surveyors released some preliminary reports that EF1 tornadoes have now been confirmed in Bellevue and Pace on Wednesday. The Bellevue Twister was slightly stronger with winds up to 110. The Pace storm topped out at about 105. Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright says he had some productive meetings in Washington, D.C. this week. He was at the Defense Community Summit, which is a chance for local leaders to lobby for funding for military-related needs. He says the biggest need in Santa Rosa County is a child care development center at NAS Whiting Field.
To try to help them with some child care, possibly either on base or directly outside the base there at Whiting. There's currently a waiting list of well over 100 aviators as far as getting their children into some type of child care there.
And Wright says the cost for a CDC is estimated at about $20 million. He's hopeful they can get it done with help from the feds as well as a public-private partnership. But Wright says they're also looking for funds to go towards a new hangar for the new TH-73A helicopters that Leonardo Helicopter is building for the Navy. A Fort Walton Beach man facing a homicide charge for allegedly flinging a woman off of his truck, causing a head injury that ultimately killed her. That happened last month. Officials say 27-year-old Matthew Reeves and the victim had left a nightclub after having an argument. Sometime later, that woman had gotten out of the truck that he was driving and was clinging to the hood and standing on the front bumper. Investigators say Reeves accelerated into a parking lot, slammed on the brakes, and that forced the woman to fly off the truck backwards. The victim hit her head when she fell, died on April 1st. Investigators say it was all captured on surveillance video. He remains in the Okaloosa County Jail, where he's being held with no bond. The University of West Florida is celebrating a record-setting donation. The school announcing yesterday they've received $9 million from Daryl and Debbie Gooden. That is the largest gift from a living donor in UWF history. President Martha Saunders says that money will be used to break ground on the future home of the Argos football team, Daryl Gooden Stadium. Gooden's a Pensacola native who studied accounting at UWF. He says he's thrilled and honored to be able to give that donation. And it's not looking great for Florida's citrus industry this year. The USDA releasing a revised citrus forecast about 2024 orange and grapefruit production. Florida is expected to produce about 21 million boxes of orange and grapefruits combined in the 2023-24 season, but that's about a million boxes less than the prediction last month. On the bright side, though, it is better than last year, but that was unusually low because of Hurricane Ian. And it is 7:35 almost at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jimmy.
This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. We are looking pretty good, other than the morning congestion coming in from Gonzales into Pensacola and Gulf Breeze into Pensacola. Typical congestion in the downtown area as well, so be wary of that. And we are still dealing with that accident on Creighton and Lanier, but there is no roadblock. Just be careful driving through those ways. If you do see anything that you need to contact us about, call our traffic tip line at 437-1620. Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Jimmy with Traffic on the Fives.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to have a beautiful sunny day today. Temperatures starting off chilly, but warming up into the mid-70s by the afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 52. Beautiful sunny weather as we go into the weekend. Sunshine for Saturday, high near 75. Sunshine as we go into Sunday as well with a high near 76. This is Brooke Richardson for the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 54 degrees and sunshine in Pensacola, 51 in Gulf Breeze, and 54 in Milton. Your next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. One in five American employees are expected to work remotely by 2025. However, some states are better at it than others. According to a new Wallet Hub report, some of the worst states for remote work include Alaska, Montana, Oklahoma, and Mississippi. But on the other end of the spectrum, the best includes Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Maryland, and at the top of the list, New Jersey. Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter has been charged with bank fraud for allegedly stealing more than $16 million from the Los Angeles Dodgers star to cover gambling debts. Officials say Ohtani had no knowledge of the scheme. His interpreter could face up to 30 years in prison if convicted and is expected to make a court appearance in the next couple of days. Futures are currently slightly lower. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials dropped 2, the NASDAQ gained 271, and the S&P 500 up 38. Once again, stocks are slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
I'm not your stepping stone. I'm not your stepping stone.
Good morning, 7:40 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and it's very interesting to look at the tornado damage and just the description of the tornadoes that David was talking about. The Bellevue one that stretched for 2.2 miles and then the Pace one for 1.14 miles, and you know, just where they hit and where they went. And look, there was damage, but frankly, to have, you know, wind speeds at 110, you know, I'm just glad nobody was worse hurt and nobody, you know, that's like it could have been a lot worse. And so I'm grateful that that did not happen. There was a controversy last week. Remember when the NCAA tournament was going on and you had the controversy over the players not being present for the singing of the national anthem? LSU women's basketball team was not present in their game against Iowa, that big game, and they were not there for the singing of the national anthem. And they got a lot of criticism over this. And, you know, their answer was, what? I mean, we're not always out there and we didn't do it on purpose and it wasn't meant to be, whatever. Okay. So now the Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry is urging state officials to enact a policy that requires student athletes to be present for the national anthem after this all happens. So, no. No. I'm a huge fan of the anthem. I'm a huge fan of the flag, and I am a big advocate for patriotism and patriotic expression. But no, I do not like the idea of taking high school or college athletes and requiring obedience out of them to a flag during a sporting event. There are cases where I would be for it. Like, for example, in the Olympics, you literally are wearing the colors of the country. You're representing the country. And as a condition of your participation, if you can't honor the flag or the anthem, then you don't need to be on the team representing the country. I don't know that I would have that policy, but there is certainly a justification to having that policy. I probably would have that policy. But, I mean, if I were running things for the USA teams. But there you're talking about you're literally representing the nation. And as a condition of your participation, I would expect you to honor the country's, you know, flag and its, you know, its colors, and the anthem. At the other end of the spectrum, you know, or even like something like the NFL. You know, the NFL is a job. I mean, it's a job. If they want to require players to show up or to stand, that's within their rights. You give up a significant portion of your free speech rights when you engage in some of these endeavors. And the nature of the endeavor determines how much of your free speech rights you do or don't give up. Now, historically, the view of the classroom and, of course, the college basketball stadium is, I think, best viewed as an extension of the classroom. You know, they are student athletes, after all. But there, you know, you don't forfeit your rights. The famous line is that you don't lose your freedom of religion or your freedom of expression or your freedom of association just because you enter the schoolroom door, especially when you're talking about K through 12, where it's sort of compulsory attendance, right? So making kids stand up for the pledge, making them salute for the pledge, making them even be in the room for the pledge in a classroom where you by law compel them to be. Oh, no, sir. They can opt out. They can opt out for, I mean, there are sincere religious practitioners who believe that the flag is an idol and that honoring it would constitute a form of idolatry. You're going to tell me that that kid is going to be forced in the classroom to practice idolatry against his religion? Oh, no, sir. We're not going to do that. I mean, not unless you don't care about the First Amendment. I mean, you can care about patriotism, but what's the flag represent if it doesn't represent the values embodied in the Constitution? The Constitution says freedom of religion, expression, not specifically, but it's implied dissent, right? The freedom of dissent is kind of a crucial component of what the First Amendment represents, right? Okay, so where in that scale is the NCAA basketball team, you know, Louisiana State's basketball team? Well, I would say a whole lot closer to the classroom than to the NFL or the Olympic athlete. So, do I think it's a good idea for them to not be? No, I would encourage them to all be there. I would encourage them to all stand and to sing or to put their hand over their heart. But, you know, hand over your heart's what you're supposed to do, but you're going to make them do it? Well, Andrew, I don't want to watch a basketball game if they don't want to practice that or participate in it. Oh, okay. Well, it's certainly within your power to turn off the television, right? It offends me that they, of course, it offends me too. But, you know, one of the keys about that First Amendment, pesky thing that it is people have the right to offend you, right? And unless you can give me a theory about why they've waived or forsaken their First Amendment rights because they play college basketball, I'm not seeing it. And remember, it's ironic because what does the flag itself stand for? It stands for the very right to offend you under the First Amendment that, and again, if you're typically the people who make this argument are conservatives like me, and typically we're the people who are always the most eager to protect people who are willing to offend because we're all against cancel culture. And it sounds to me like you're just wanting to practice flag cancel culture or anthem cancel culture. Well, I don't mean it like that. How do you mean it? You gonna kick them off the team because they don't want to honor the flag? Is that your position? 437-1620. And always, by the way, feel free to disagree with me if you like. You know, perfectly fine. And again, I think a lot of this is probably just happenstance. I don't know that they're out on. I mean, in baseball, it's always a big to-do, right? They're always on the sidelines or on the, you know, on the chalk lines for the national anthem, and I like that. And if it's, you know, professional baseball as a condition of your employment, require it. If it's high school or college baseball, I don't think you can. I don't think you should. 437-1620, 437-1620. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
We have got some regular morning congestion happening from Warrington coming into Pensacola, from Gulf Breeze coming into Pensacola. And if you are coming into Pensacola from Pacer Milton, just expect some of that typical morning traffic. If you see anything else on the road that we should be aware of, please give us a call at our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. 747 here on News Radio 92.3. Somebody says, yep, forced patriotism is not what we do here, right? Although, again, I think there are certain venues in which, you know, obviously if you're in the military, you know, if you don't want to stop and honor the flag, I mean, they can punish you or kick you out or take disciplinary. I mean, you know, that makes more sense. Somebody here says, student athletes represent their school, which is a public school. It is not compulsory to participate in sports. It is compulsory to attend school. Yeah, but what's your theory there? That they're not entitled to sports participation in any way? I agree with you. You have to qualify to be on the team. And there are certain behaviors that would lose you your eligibility to play on the team that might not lose you your eligibility to be at the school in the first place. I see you. I agree with that. But I don't think this is the one. I don't think this is, you know, because precisely it's amateur athletics. Now, somebody says, what about name, image, and likeness? Now you're making money. Now the, you know, oh, that's an interesting question. I still think that's a very bad precedent to set. And I do make a big distinction between professional sports and, you know, high school and college sports. To me, they're very fundamentally different. 437-1620, somebody here says most college football teams are not on the field. They run out afterwards. That's a good point. And somebody says in the next women's tournament game, neither USC nor UConn were on the court. And by the way, I will go far enough to say this. I don't think that the team should be required to be on the court if that's if that interferes with their way of preparing for the game, which it might well do. But also, if they are going to be there and somebody wants to, not participate. There are certain kinds of demonstrations that I might be reluctant to protect. I would say it'd be within the power of the school to say you can stand or you can sit in your chair, but you're not allowed to engage in other demonstrations. You know, you can't wear special clothing. You cannot kneel. I wouldn't mind having it wouldn't bother me if they had a rule you can't kneel, because now you're taking away from the activity of the event. But if you give them an option of, if you do not want to honor the flag and do not want to honor the anthem, you can either stay off the court or you can sit at your seat. I mean, see, you're giving choices that are trying to, as best as you can, accommodate the spirit of the thing while not facilitating a distraction or a protest, and yet while also facilitating their ability to dissent if they want to be there. I mean, in the classroom, okay, if all the kids are saying the pledge in the morning, and a kid wants to be in the hall, fine. Kid wants to sit down at the desk, fine. Kid wants to jump up and down and tell people that we're wrong for saying the pledge, not fine. No. I mean, your expression rights and your dissent rights have to balance off against everybody's right to participate in their expression of patriotism, right? 437-1620. Andrew, you're killing it right now. I love your viewpoints, valid points you're making right now regarding First Amendment. Keep it up, brother. Keep it up. Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's see. Somebody says, have a disabled vet in a wheelchair show these ingrates why they should stand. Not force patriotism, but encourage respect. Oh, that's a good point. Education perspective. I'm always in favor of that. Yes, you don't have to stand, but let me show you someone who can't because they gave you the right to. That's a good point, too. Absolutely. What do you think if they were employed by somebody and they tell you that you have to stand and stay for the national anthem? They should be able to do that. Doesn't that affect their First Amendment right? No, again, it's a balancing interest, because participation for money in, a business or a job, you don't forsake all of your rights, but you do trade some of them away. Okay, and there might be more acceptable limitations. That's why the NFL or the major leagues, might be more on justifiable ground to have a requirement or something like that. 751 on News Radio. And by the way, let me say this. I try to say it as much as I can, but I really do mean it. If you disagree with me, you're welcome here, and you're welcome to disagree with me as vehemently as you like. Never bothers me. It never bothers me. I cherish disagreement, because if somebody disagrees with you and you can't answer the disagreement, or you can't answer the objection, or have a good thought out reason, then you probably shouldn't have the view you have. I'm a huge believer in disagreement. I mean, that's why I love the First Amendment, because it protects dissent, including dissent from patriotic expressions most of the time. I'm Andrew McKay.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in on Tuesday at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel, when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's Tuesday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church"? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, "Oh good, it's time to go to church." I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests
pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, InSec offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. InSec Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the InSec family today online at insec.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Bands on the Beach is back, so grab a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. This week, it's the hottest classic rock and roll horn band in Pensacola, the Baybridge Band. 25 or 6 to 4. So grab a blanket or lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass, and get to Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7 at the Coastside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Monday at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This Monday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's nothing. You're on a first-name basis with Lucidity, little friend. I have to call it Mr. Lucidity, and that's no good in a pinch.
That's a refrain you cannot not sing with. I was really, really exerting some self-restraint over here. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. We got Jimmy with traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
Looks like typical morning congestion coming in from Gulf Breeze right into the 3 Mile Bridge. And coming into Pensacola from Pace and Milton, you can expect some of that morning traffic as well. No major accidents, and I-10 and I-110 are generally clear. If you do see something that we should be reporting on, please call our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I am Jimmy with Traffic on the Fives.
And by the way, for those of you who did not hear me say it earlier, Jimmy is our new producer and traffic person because Jake, who is still going to do pep talk, just had some family scheduling stuff that made it really impossible for him to keep doing the morning show at the 4 a.m. golden hour that we start preparing, and then at 5 a.m. when we're actually here. Jake, loved having you for 6 months. I'm going to miss you terribly, but you're welcome back anytime. Turn his mic on. There we go.
I would. I'm now the alternate sub guy. So
that's right.
If Jimmy,
you're our
can't
first
make
backup.
It, yes. Yes.
Like we need a backup sub for District 4 Commissioner. Anyway, see, I tied all together.
I will not take that job.
nor would I. I don't know. That'd be. That actually. You know, if I didn't have to campaign, no, I'm not. Still not going to do that. I'd be. You don't want me as a commissioner.
It would be epic. It would be so epic.
Oh my God. See, I was thinking about that, like the campaign part, the door knocking part is the part that would most stifle me, but as a, I'm just getting, I will say this, that would be next level drama, I'm sure, on that county commission if it was me and Burgosh and Barry wrangling over things all the time. All right, anyway, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines,
right,
David.
They'd have to install a boxing ring in the, the studios. The American Embassy in Israel putting out a security alert as tensions in that region continue to grow. The alert restricts government employees and their families from traveling outside of certain areas. Two police officers and two suspects are in the hospital after a shooting in Memphis this morning. It happened about 2 a.m. when officers approached a suspicious vehicle. Somebody shot at the officers. They returned fire. And if you're a Billy Joel fan, you may want to check out a TV special this weekend, the 100th Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden. Apparently, it'll be on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus on Sunday as well.
Very cool. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Hey, if you need air conditioning or you need heating or you need electrical or you need plumbing, which is kind of almost everything, call Peden. They will come out and take care of you. Highly qualified, trained professionals, show up on time, do it right the first time. Stand by their work, 100% satisfaction guarantee. How do I know all that? Well, in part because I know the company, but also because they have been expanding tremendously over the last year or two. I mean, they just last year, they expanded to Baldwin County to the west. Now they've expanded all the way to Mobile. They now expand their footprint all the way east to Tallahassee, so past the central time zone into the eastern time zone for a little bit, and they will take care of you. And right now, you've got $250 off an indoor air quality system through the month of April with Peden. Find out more or sign up at Peden, PEDEN.com. Hey, we've got Men Who Cook is this Sunday, so if you don't have your ticket, come out. That is a great event. I'm cooking with my son, and you can come out and benefit the Pace Center for Girls. Find out more at NewsRadio923.com. It's going to be fantastic this weekend.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.